like you niggas that wanna shine. Just know it's gonna cost you that bit.
Subscribe to the Donnie Houston podcast, man.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. It's Donnie Houston podcast. I'm Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a special guest representing H-Town, man, representing that Southeast, man, coming from the barrio. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing this boy, man, for a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's been real dope to just see him move up and just do his thing, man. I got him here today on the show. Dope, man. What's going down, man?
My boy Donnie, man.
What's the deal, man?
Hustling, bro. Trying to get to it like everybody else. Brown Soul dropping. It should be out probably by the time it comes out, but we got high hopes for this one. You know what I mean? Like, it got a lot of people behind it, like, in a good way, as far as I feel like gatekeepers and been grinding. How you been, fool?
I've been chilling, man.
Getting to it. Shit booming.
Yeah, trying to, you know, get it in like everybody else.
I feel you, bro.
So, what makes Brown so, you saying, like, you think it's going to be the one? Like, what makes that special from anything you've ever done before?
I think, honestly, it's because, like, we giving more than just music, I feel, with Brown Soul. So we kind of feel like we're doing a subgenre of hip-hop, and we'll put, like, the lifestyle behind it that we've seen of, like, our uncles and theos. And so we kind of more so presented a lifestyle, and, like, it's a full circle moment, you know what I mean? And just being kind of making people understand, I guess, from the Brown perspective. And I feel like through all the music we done made, shit, this one's definitely, like, the most spectacular, you know, musically, sonically, yeah.
So you say you're doing music, you say you're doing some merch with it and all that? What you?
Man, merch, we coming out with the merch, we coming out with everything, but just like from our photographers to everybody, we want to kind of label it as Brown Soul. But yeah, we're going to have, bro, I got a release with Tipping Point, my boy David with Tipping Point.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
I got a collab with him coming, it's going to be crazy, you know what I mean? Because he's real, you know, on the very proud.
No, for sure. I remember when I first met him, that's the first thing he was telling me, was like, man, he's serious about like, about the Brown folks and about his people, you know what I'm saying? Y'all people, you know what I'm saying?
He got locked up. He got a crazy story. He got locked up, like, the immigration and everything. And then that's how we met. Like, I met him. I made a record called UFW, and it stands for United Farm Workers, you know, which Cesar Chavez was a part of. And that he heard that record, and that's how he wanted to meet me. And we ended up linking. He was like, bro, I lived that shit. And I was like, that's wild, bro. But yeah, David, shout out David. It's my boy.
Hell yeah. So, okay. We got that going on. It was something I was gonna ask you about. I seen you doing the other day, man. I can't even think. What else been going down, man?
Man, we just
who you working with on Brown Soul? Like
Brown Soul. Oh, okay, Big Tex. Big Tex Johnny. He's from San Antonio. I got him. He basically executive produced it. His sound is crazy. I got my boy Southside Hoodlum from San Antonio. He probably the hottest rapper in San Antonio. He killing it. Who else I got on there? I work with Baron Studios as far as the recording. Jay Cardenas on every project. Kind of like the way you was with Pro. That's kind of, you know what I mean, my Donnie Houston. But, yeah, bro, a lot of dope people involved.
Yeah, hell yeah. What, who you been listening to?
Musically?
Yeah.
All I listen to is like Nip, bro, Nip, Pac. I listen to a lot of oldies music, you know what I mean? Like, I got a whole oldies playlist. It's all I be jamming, but I try not to dig too much into rap, you know what I mean? Because a lot of shit sound repetitive, you know what I mean?
It was something I was saying, like, with the Nipsey thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, how he got people to buy into him, you know what I'm saying? That's something that you're like, that's important to you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, talk about just that whole thing of people buying into you and why they were buying the dough, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
just like, it's more than just the music, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Your whole story and everything. I know it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
I think because it's just the lifestyle, as far as, like, kind of having, like, the good kid, Mad City perspective and coming out of a dark place and shit really being, like, telling the story of a Mexican-American in the United States in hip-hop that grew up hip-hop. But, and it's just real, it's authentic, you know what I mean? It's just shit, it's music that you're gonna feel, you know what I mean? And a lot of pain, a lot of purpose, it's music, you know what I mean? Music with a purpose. But, you wanna buy into the brand. You wanna be a fan, you don't just want them, like, I seen a Sean Price interview and he was like, fuck fans. Like, he was saying, cause you know, he's like, one day they love you, next day they don't. He's like, but you get them real core fan bases that love you, they gonna stick with you, you know what I mean? And Even if they grow, you only got, you know what I mean, like the 1,000 true fans that book, you know what I mean? And we trying to give them, you know what I mean? We trying to make a family, you know what I mean? People don't really believe in this shit.
Talk about, because I said the barrio on the intro, because that's just something I always stick out. I remember when I was first meeting you, be talking about that, just in reference to just the part of town where you was coming up from, man. Mm-hmm. Like, just talk about that whole Southeast and that whole, you know what I'm saying, that whole section, man.
Yeah, man, Southeast is like a, you know what I mean, it's like a sleeping giant, I feel like, in the city, because, you know, it's a brown, you know, we got blacks and Mexicans on the south.
And not before you go too far, when you say Southeast, because some people might think, you talking about South Park? You talking about, like nah, we talking about South, like Southeast, yeah. Like deep Southeast, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
like Southeast from, like, you got, like, really it starts, like, where, probably by telephone or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it goes, to me, the Southeast, if you go outside the Beltway, like, you're not in the Southeast. But, I mean, but that's here nor there. But to me, it stops before the Beltway. You know what I mean? What's the last exit? Like, Fuquay? What is it? Like, Edgebrook? Yeah, like, Edgebrook area. But anything outside the Beltway that they be saying Southeast would be, that ain't the real Southeast. You know what I mean? That ain't the real Southeast, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. I mean, just talk about that whole area, though, because, you know what I'm saying? Is it, that's, it's mostly brown, though, right? Or is it black and brown over there?
Yeah. It's black and brown, but it's a lot of, like, and you go, like, from, like, Second Ward, Magnolia, like, those are all Mexican. And then you got, like, for me, I'm from Meadowbrook, and we got, like, the freeway. So then, like, right across is, like, Broadway. And then you go down towards, like, you know what I mean? Towards South Park and Overbrook and all that. But, yeah, because I went to a lot of, you know, you got Hartman right there, Ortiz and Stevenson. So shit, like, you know what I mean? But, it's I would say like 70-30. Yeah, you know, I mean, like, it's a lot of Latinos, though. You know what I mean, they're everywhere. But
and even still, I mean, just the culture still, because even with the rap, like, just talk about how you even got into the rap thing and how that, you know, I'm sure you get into this growing up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's from the area. You feel me?
Yeah, so, you grow up. That's what I was talking. I talk about this shit all the time in LA, because it's like, we're from Houston, so we way different. Our mindset's different out there. It's like, to me, it's still segregated. Like, it's real. So when they like, they're like, oh, the way you talk or the way this, and they don't, like, hate on it. They just be like, bro, like, they don't get it. You know what I mean? The way we move. And it's just because you don't really, I never really cared for, like, color. Was just, I mean, black and Mexican is all I ever seen. It was, like, weird for me to see a white person.
For the,
like,
most honestly, part, if you from the H and you from a hood, like,
yeah, it's black.
We all in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Like, so that's why, like, for me,
your neighbor gonna be black or Mexican, man. Like,
like, you know what I mean? Like, the best homies, like, out there, it's like, nah, you can't even walk on their block. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, don't go there type shit. But, nah, so it's like, I have a, like, I explain it all the time. I'm like, bro, you know, I grew up hip hop. My pop was jamming N.W.A. You know what I mean? When hip hop started, you know what I mean? My family was in it, cause, you know, we Mexican American. I'm not just Mexican. You know what I mean? But, yeah, bro, fucking forgot the goddamn question.
Nah, we just talking about just getting into the music and shit.
Oh yeah, nah, bro. But oh no. And then shit, but it's everywhere. I remember the first time I recorded was, I think it was in South Park with my boy Jeremy. I don't know if it was South Park or, but yeah, bro, I was like,
and this is like ninth grade, you said?
Ninth grade, yeah.
No
ninth
shit.
Ninth grade was the first time. No.
Going to the studio.
Huh?
Going to the studio.
Yeah, we was in the studio. No, I was dropping mixtapes in ninth grade. I was selling mixtapes for $5 a pop, battle rapping, all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, just grew up loving music, loving, you know, especially loving hip hop and shit. It just, I was writing raps from elementary school. You know, I think everybody from the hood who kind of saw a way out through it was, but yeah, I've been love music, you know what I mean, all my life.
Yeah. Who would you say is probably the most influential for you as an artist, like in, like, your development?
Anywhere or Houston?
Just period. Like, in your development, like, this is who kind of made me, like, this is what you get from Dope Man, it's this.
Oh,
like, I pull from here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, bro, my influence is like, bro, I just love my family looking at, you know what I mean, for real, my family, that's like my main, you know what I mean, influence, but just kind of seeing the world from a different place, not seeing the world from just a typical, like, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to go do this, like, nah, bro, like, get to see, and, my influence is just life. I get to wake up, you know what I mean, a lot of the homies that, you know what I mean, been to rest, my boy Thomas' birthday yesterday, like, homies like that, it's just, if I give up, then they name dies, and, you know what I mean, just a lot of shit, trying to get out the fucking, trying to buy my mom a crib, like everybody, you know, that's my main influence, though, for sure.
Yeah, what would you say is, like, what does success look like for you?
Shit, I feel like success is doing what you love, and to me, I feel successful already. I feel, you know what I mean? We make a living out of doing what we love. So I don't really kind of compare it to, like, another man's success or, like, this artist might be this pop, and that ain't got nothing to do with me. I got to wake up and pay my own bills tomorrow, you know? So being able to take care of yourself off what you love, to me, that's success. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't working for nobody. You're doing your thing. You know what I mean? And that's hard. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know any artist.
Yeah.
It's shit, ups and downs in this shit. But you know what I mean? The ups is super high, for sure.
Yeah. You know? How many times have you thought about saying, man, fuck this rap shit, man?
What? Every other. Nah, not no more. I remember the worst time was like 2018. I was like, all right, bro, what's going down? You know what I mean? You had that combo with yourself, and then boom, blessings happened. And I was like, shit, you know what I mean? I talked to my pops about it. We talked for like 2 hours. He was like, nah, you just got to keep, you already in this shit. Like, you might as well keep going. And then that's when I think the best, my career started picking up. You know what I mean? But
so was it just timing, or like, was something, like, what was the thing that kind of made it, the trajectory change? You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, bro, I remember 2018. I remember going to South by Southwest, and, you know, Beehive, he was my manager at the time. So I remember telling Mike C and everybody, I'm like, bro, this South by, like, ain't, man, this one ain't, if we ain't killing, like, bro, this might be it type shit. I remember when Beehive was like, somehow he putting me on all these fire shows, like, only New York shows, only LA shows. Just, and he's not my manager. He's just showing love, looking out. And I'm like, damn, that was a good ass South by. You know what I mean? We getting fans, got love, all that shit. And then after that, that's when I told Beehive, I was like, bro, do you manage anybody? Like, you know what I mean? And then from there, that shit started picking up. You know what I mean? But that shit kind of like saved me at that point, saved me in my music career.
So you get with Beehive, and what's some of the things y'all shout out Beehive's too, man? He been doing his thing, yeah, South by brother. Southwest, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
For sure.
My brother.
You get with Beehive's, and like, what's some of the things you start doing? Cause I remember I started seeing you start linking up with Rob Markman, and you know what I'm saying? Things like that, like.
Yeah, nah, bro, like, yeah, Rob Markman, we did the Genius, like, Mulatto version. And Rob Markman's like genuinely like a homie. Like, that dude, like, he cool as a motherfucker. Call me on my, like, he good people. Letty from LA, I feel super honored that she know who I am. She, you know what I mean? She's a real, and she really believes in it. Like, it's not like on some, oh, like, nah, like, she believes in it. Like, ain't no, you know what I mean? Ain't no industry favors or none of that shit. My boy Cypress Moreno, just a lot of shit. When I start moving and getting out of Houston, I started feeling so much more of a higher pace, a faster pace. I mean, growing rapidly versus when I'm in Houston, it's like, beating a dead horse sometimes.
Same song, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you got gatekeepers, you got the, but it's like, bro, you don't even want, you ain't got to be friends with no producers, you ain't got to be friends with nobody, you got to be friends with them fans. That's who buy your music, you know what I mean? Like, go tap in with the normal people, politic with them. But that's all I've been on, bro, trying to expand, like, not sitting in the same spot, running on a treadmill, you know?
Yeah. Do you, are you influenced by any other, like, Hispanic rappers, like a Fat Joe or a SPM or a Big Pun or, you know what I'm saying?
Big Pun, for sure. That's my number one. He's my, that's my favorite.
That's your number one MC all time?
All time. My list is off. Bro, I just went through this in L.A. My boy Khan, shout out my boy Khan, killing shit. He's like, make your list. My list is, what's your five?
My five?
Yeah.
I don't give my five.
You ain't got
I put everybody else on the spot. You know what I'm saying?
Pun. 50, Pun 50, Method Man, Tupac, I'm tripping, and probably Hov. That's my top five for sure. Oh, Nip, chill. I love all respect to Hov, but Nip for sure.
You'll take Hov out your five for Nip.
I would, bro. That's crazy, huh?
And you'll leave 50 and Method Man.
Bro, Method Man is a spitter, bro.
They're both legends, bro.
Because I'm more familiar with their music. Listen to Jay-Z, but I can't just sit here and be like, I know Jay-Z music like I know Nip music or 50's first album. Like, I don't know his music like that. So I guess I just never took the time to dive into him. But, yeah, for sure.
You the first person to come on here with this five, man.
No, but 50 was just the inf. It was like, bro, everybody wanted to be 50 Cent, bro. Like, you know what I mean? The impact, bro. Nobody. I don't know.
No. I get it. I'm just.
I think I fuck with 50's persona because he just be awesome. Like, he came in the game.
I'm not knocking it. No. 50 came out hot, bro. Nobody was hotter than 50. You know what I'm saying?
He went Jay. He said, you gonna take Jay Z out? Nah, bro. Yeah.
What about? Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
What about Method Man? I ain't gonna go.
Nah, Method Man's a spitter, bro. Method Man is like. Bro, I be diving his shit.
You watch the Wu-Tang series?
Huh? I haven't watched it yet, but that's on Netflix. But I'm not a TV person, bro. I barely watch TV. Like, you really?
See, I ain't either, but I'm a series dude, though. Mm-hmm. You give me a good series, man, I might be on. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I mean, nah. I seen like that one thing they had. I think it was, but it was not. I don't know if it was the one on Netflix, though. It's new.
Nah, this comes on Hulu, matter of fact.
I don't know. But,
you shit fire.
Yeah, nah, bro. Method was a star. Method was the one, bro. You know what I mean?
I get that. Okay. Give me a H-Town 5. Top 5 all the time.
Damn, I ain't never been that. H-Town top 5? God damn. I feel like I'm going to leave people out. H-Town top 5 of all time type shit. Damn. Who am I put on there, bro? That's a good-ass question, bro. Maxo. Show. Who's fit? Pro for show. Put my boy Pro top 5 for show. To me, you mean, and like I said, it's kind of like the Nip and Jay thing. There might be people who did it, but I know, you know what I mean? I grew up on Pro shit too. Shit, dog. Is Maxo Pro? God damn, I'm stuck, fool. Myself, you know what I mean? Can you do that? You put yourself on there?
Carino said you're never supposed to put yourself
on there. All right, then let's not do that thing. Damn, dog. Y'all got me stuck like Chuck. I think Maxo, Pro, top five. Huh? Chameleonaire for sure. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about Chameleonaire. Chameleonaire. So Maxo, Pro, Chameleonaire. God damn. Gotta put like Paul Wall, low key. Paul Wall, my top 5 in H for sure, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I thought Paul Wall was Mexican when I first seen the. I swear, I was like, damn, I thought he was Mexican.
We got us one.
yeah, that fool right there. I was like, you got us one. That's what I thought. But straight up, though. Shit. Huh? Who? I would say probably Fat Pat. Fat Pat for sure. You saying all time, right?
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, because it's a lot of new, but yeah, like.
Your both of your fives are like reflections of like your age demographic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's why when you were saying that, I was just sitting back thinking, and I'm like, yeah. Now, the Method Man pick, that was a wild card. You know what I'm saying?
But, nah, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I tell people that all the time, like, Method, bro. Like, he was just, you know what I mean? Same shit. But, yeah, nah, H-Town, bro, like, grew up on the shit, bro. Like, I mean, I was a kid whenever H-Town was going crazy with the slamming. I was, like, third grade, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
You was in third grade when that shit was going on?
Third grade, probably. 05? Nah, fourth grade, probably. I was little, bro. I was a kid. Yeah, I was a little dog. Still
damn.
Well, how you was already in high school?
Man, I was in college.
God damn, okay. For real?
Hell yeah. When that shit was going on, nigga, I was playing that shit at college parties, nigga. Bro, still tipping, I got that shit on vinyl.
So you was in school for a good little, like, you had a good time, then you was lit.
What you mean?
You from the H. Like when you was in college, that was a good time to be young.
For that little period.
Yeah.
But you know what though? It's like looking back on that, I ain't realize how live it was. Like I knew it was live, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize like how live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like this shit was really fucking lit up, bro.
It
like,
changed hip hop, man.
Yeah, the city was like, it was just some different shit.
Yeah, it's like, how you feel about it now? Like, the city versus, like, then? Okay, how does it feel for you, like, then? Because you've seen that. How does it feel now? Like,
well, it's different now because, for one, it's, like, outside looking in versus inside looking out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when Slim and them is on and shit, I'm in college. And I'm also, like, only 19 years old. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 19, 20. Everything new.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, Super Bowl, All-Star going on. Like, I'm just barely getting in clubs and shit. Mm-hmm. All that shit, it just looks different from that perspective versus being, I done actually been in the game, you know what I'm saying?
I know
what the game is for real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You seen it. You seen behind the closed doors.
Yeah, so when certain shit go on, it's like, it don't necessarily look the same to me. Not necessarily always in a bad way, but it's just a mm-hmm. different view. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's a different view. So I can't say that, I'm not saying it ain't lit, it's just, it ain't gonna never feel like 19-year-old me seeing this shit for the first time with no idea of any of this shit for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. you ain't know shit about it type shit. Like, but being a fan, that's like the most, one of the most beautiful feelings in the world, bro, that like we really be sleeping on. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing, it's like finding that balance of like not getting caught up in the industry shit and still being able to be a fan, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. And that's the thing that this doing the podcast allows me to do. Like, I get here and talk to people, be like, man, I know this nigga Dope Man can rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, I go tell, yeah. I can tell somebody, like, yeah, Dope Man, yeah, nah, he can rap for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you already know it.
You feel me? Like, so it's a different thing, but you got to just find that balance. Like,
yeah, bro, nah, like, I just try to be a fan as much as possible, though, because, like, that's the shit that got us in this in the beginning. You know what I mean? You seeing rap stars, we don't want to be like that. You know what I mean? See, you know what I mean? Just being a fan of this shit, being inspired by fucking everything about it, and then you kind of see the ugly side of it, and you just like, yeah, this shit kind of fugazi. You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of this shit, but I think being a fan is important. You know what I mean?
Tell your inspiration.
You know what I mean? But that shit wild, bro.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I still love it. Still love the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm like Mitch, man. I love the game. I love the hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Up.
Like,
yeah, you got to. You gotta. I mean, that's what keep us in this shit. Cause anybody who really don't love it like
you
that,
don't love it, nah, you'll be out of here a long time ago,
bro.
This should have run your ass out of here, boy.
Oh, this a testing thing. Like, what did I think? I don't know who said that. Rap stress, but it pays great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think anything musically, this shit stress, bro. But it's a beautiful thing after you see it. Like, you know, beautiful things happen. Oh man, bro, you hit them ultimate highs, and it's like, yo, all that shit was worth it.
Yeah, it don't even matter no more. Like, all that bullshit, it don't even matter. Like,
straight up,
this is what I did it for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Like, you asking for that stress? You know what I mean? You fucking, and that's what I think anybody chasing a dream or chasing some kind of goal, like, you gonna go through some stressful shit. It's gonna test you. You gonna see what you know what I mean? You gonna see what your real essence is. But, yeah, bro, I love like watching big moments like. Going to the J. Cole Dollar and a Drink tour, like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit, I remember. I ain't never met J. Cole either. Like, I want to meet, bro. I know a lot of people who know him now. Like, it's wild, but I really want to meet him just to have a convo with him, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like a fan. That shit, you know what I mean? Just being a fan. Being a fan, bro.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. You got anything before we get up out of here?
Huh? Shit, Brown Soul, September 22nd. Shout out my boy Donnie Houston, H-Town. We in the motherfucking building.
Oh, social media and all that.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. DOEMANXDYNA. Follow us at Dyna Records, Brown Soul. Yeah, man. Yep.
All right, that's what it is, man. It's Dyna Houston Podcast, Dope Man. Hey, man, we out of here.
My dog.
Dyna Houston.
I know y'all watching and ain't subscribing. Subscribe.